Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we're discussing the beautiful Psalm 23, probably one of the most familiar verses of Scripture, even to those who are unbelievers. Yesterday, we talked about how the Lord is our shepherd and that as a result of His being our leader, our shepherd, we can rely on and trust that we shall not lack any good thing. The second verse tells us, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. The word makes or maketh in the King James, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, is from a Hebrew word that means to avail or to bring forth. You could say the shepherd brings forth the ability of the sheep to lie down in green pastures. The shepherd's assistance is needed because the sheep are unable to lie down unless four specific conditions are met. Philip Keller, in his beautiful book, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23, describes these four conditions that are needed for a sheep to be able to lie down. The first one is there has to be a freedom from fear. Sheep are extremely timid. They're easily, you could say, spooked. And they are not able to relax or lie down if they are the least bit fearful. God has promised us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, that He has not given us a spirit of fear. If you are going to be able to rest in the Lord and receive what God wants to give you, He wants to make you to lie down in green pastures. And it's a picture of rest in Him, of total and absolute trust and abandonment to His protection, and no fear of anything robbing you of that protection, then you are going to have to make the decision to take God at His word that He has not given you a spirit of fear. Psalm 4, verse 8 is a beautiful psalm that I often encourage people who struggle with sleeping to memorize and to speak this out before they go to bed. You can teach it to your children, and it says, "In peace, I will both lie down and sleep, for You alone, O Lord, make me to dwell in safety." That's Psalm 4, verse 8. God wants you to be free from fear. And in that place of freedom from fear, you will be able to rest in the Lord or allow God to make you to lie down in those green pastures of refreshment, rest, and security. The second condition that has to be met for a sheep to be able to lie down is there has to be freedom from friction or conflict within the flock. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 15, we are warned of this one thing. It says, to beware, to be careful that you don't bite and devour one another. And the previous verse says that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. But we as believers, as Christians, as the body of Christ, must guard ourselves against falling into the trap of biting and devouring other Christians, falling into the trap of sowing a seed of strife or conflict among the brethren. In Proverbs chapter 6, there is a reference to six things that the Lord hates, seven which are an abomination to Him. And in that listing, the seventh one is he who sows strife among the brethren. When you are used by the enemy of our soul to sow strife among the brethren, to be his mouthpiece, to speak evil of another Christian, to cast doubt on someone's character, to gossip, to speak evil of the minister, the pastor, an evangelist, or someone's ministry, understand, you are not going to be able to rest in God, because just as a natural sheep cannot lie down in the green pasture when there's conflict in the flock, you also will have a hard time resting in the Lord when you're in the sin of strife, division, biting and devouring, backbiting someone, speaking evil or gossip. Make sure that your conscience is clear. Make the decision, I am not going to participate in gossip, speaking evil, even if I think the information is true, I will have no part in it because I want to be free and have a clear conscience of conflict within the flock, which is the body of Christ. There will always be imperfections in the body of Christ. There will always be imperfect people, leaders, and followers alike. We are all imperfect, but God does not allow us the privilege of pointing out one another's failures or fault finding with other people. So make sure you are free from biting and devouring or allowing conflict within the flock to be in your life. Then you'll be ready to have the shepherd bring forth the ability to lie down in the green pasture in your life. The third area or the third requirement or specific condition that must be met for sheep to be able to lie down in the green pasture is they must be free from the torment of insects and parasites. And I liken that natural picture of being tormented by parasites and insects as the thoughts that will plague a person. They will literally torment an individual with the thoughts of anxiety, worry, fear, cares of this life. And yet the Lord makes provision for us to be free from the torment of the insects and parasites, or the torments of care, worry, and anxiety. 1 Peter 5, verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him because he cares for you. Do you want to be free from that torment of worrying, of thinking always of what fearful event may be coming to pass in your life or in the life of your family? Cast all your care. Make an active choice. It's a choice we make every day, what we will allow our thought life to focus upon. And you must be a person who's vigilant to guard your thought life. It's the only way you'll stay free from the torment of worry, anxiety, care, and fear. You have to guard your thought life and drive out those insects or parasites that are sent against you to torment you. Fear has torment, the scripture tells us. God doesn't want you to be in fear. He doesn't want you to be in anxiety, worry, or burdened down with cares. Cast all your cares on him. If you'll do that, then you will be ready and able to be made to lie down in those green pastures. It's impossible to rest, isn't it, when we're tormented with worry and anxiety about the future. God wants you free from that. And the last condition that must be met for a flock of sheep to be able to lie down is they must have freedom from hunger. Hunger will make them anxious or unable to rest. In John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said about himself, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger. If you will go constantly to the Lord, you will not have this gnawing hunger that is unsatisfied. In Matthew 5, 6, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. God will satisfy that hunger in your life, but we must go to the one who can satisfy it, and that is Jesus alone. Let us be careful that we're always going to him for the source of our satisfaction. If you go to other sources to satisfy that gnawing hunger in your spirit, you will never be satisfied and you will never be able to be made to lie down in green pastures, because that gnawing feeling in your spirit is because you kept trying to fill it with other things than God himself. One other issue that's so important is that sheep will not thrive without rest. If you, as a human being, went for a prolonged period of time without getting proper rest, without sleeping on a regular basis, sleeping an adequate amount of hours every night or day, you will not be able to thrive. The reality is our physical body was created with a need for a certain amount of rest every single day. Sheep in the natural won't thrive. In fact, they'll start to decline in their health as a person would without proper rest. You have to allow the good shepherd to make you to lie down in those green pastures. He wants to bring you to that place where you can rest in him. where you're not tormented by fear. You're not tormented because you're in conflict with other people and you have a disagreement that you know is bothering you between you and someone else that's not resolved. Where you're tormented by worry, anxiety, or where you have a gnawing, unsatisfied hunger in your spirit that you can't explain. Let the good shepherd make you to lie down in those green pastures. Be watchful over your own heart that you keep a clear conscience and you stand against the torment of thoughts coming against your own thought life that would bring in fear or anxiety or conflict with another person. The last part of this second verse in Psalm 23 says, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." God, our good shepherd, promises to lead, but the question is, will you be led? If you have a hard time resting in the Lord, then I have this one question for you. Are you truly allowing God to lead you step by step? Because He will only lead you to places of rest and peace. Even in the middle of difficulty, God will take you to a place where you can rest and receive the refreshment of the still water, that place of being in His presence. But many people who can ever rest, if you examine their life, they will constantly put off the things of God and say, "I'll get to that." And God's trying to prompt them to read His word, to spend time with Him. And they'll say, "No, no, I've got to do this first. I have to do that." And they have a whole list of things and they feel so driven to accomplish certain things. And yet, because they do not let God lead them, they never enter His rest, which is promised to the believer. Will you let the good shepherd lead you in your work life, in your home life, your family life, in your personal spiritual life? Will you let Him lead you? That's all the time we have. This is Rita Langland. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.